time to delve into the world of plastic surgery from the inside out. It's Skin Deep with Dr. Jeanette Martello. If you've ever considered undergoing plastic surgery, this show is for you. The latest, most technologically advanced treatments, how to choose a qualified surgeon, what to expect, and how to prepare mentally and physically. Now here's board-certified plastic surgeon to the Hollywood stars, Dr. Jeanette Martello.
Good evening, America. This is Dr. Jeanette Martello, and the show is called Skin Deep. I'm excited to bring you a very special guest this evening. His name is Dr. Stuart Linder. He's from Beverly Hills. He is a world-renowned, board-certified, real plastic surgeon. Hello, Stuart. How are you?
How are you? Well, I'm doing great. How are you doing this evening?
Good, good. Thank you so much for agreeing to do the show.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Well, we were talking before about some topics to talk about during this show, and it was very timely that I got a very interesting email I'd like to share with you, Stuart. Just got it today from a person who came across the magazine that we're involved with. It's called Skin Deep through, I believe it was implantforum.com website.
Okay.
And I'd like to read that, if you don't mind, because it'd be a nice intro into some of the things that we want to talk about.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, this is a poor girl who apparently has had a lot of problems with respect to prior surgery. I'm going to go ahead and read it. I have had two surgeries to lift my breast. I had an implant put in as per doctor's advice. I was already a D cup. Now I am an H, H is in hot, cup. This is not what I asked for. Now I have developed capsular contracture. I am in the process of finding a doctor to help me remove the implants and lift my own breast. I am very scared now. I don't want to be scarred for life. Please help. What do you think about that email there, Stuart?
Well, you know, that's an interesting email, and unfortunately, I see situations like that almost every week, even here in Beverly Hills, you know, patients coming in from all over the place. It is a horrible situation. It'd be interesting to see who did that surgery, whether it was truly a board-certified plastic surgeon, because, you know, like you and I are well-trained, and we know what procedures are safe and what's going to give the patient a good result.
Right. That's a great segue into, let's talk about your education and training. Let's talk about that. Could you please go over,
sure.
So for people who don't know who you are, Stuart?
Oh, okay. Certainly. Thank you for the opportunity, by the way, to be here with you this evening.
Sure.
And, yeah, I started my education at UCLA back in, 84. I graduated a biochemistry major in 87 at UCLA. Graduated at UCLA School of Medicine in 91. Did my general surgery as well at UCLA. Getting kind of boring here. And then did my plastic surgery up in San Francisco, St. Francis Memorial Hospital. And board certified with the American Board of Plastic Surgery and a member of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons. So I guess with all that, have the proper training to be able to do these procedures.
One of the pet peeves of both of us have, I believe, is doctors who are not real plastic surgeons doing plastic surgery, because there's a higher complication rate when people don't have plastic surgery in the hands of someone who's well-trained. Don't you agree?
Sure. Oh, my God. It's absolutely 100% correct. You know, it's really scary, and I always ask myself, now you would know more than anyone as both an MD and a JD, but golly, you would think that there would be some type of governing board or something that would allow a safeguarding of the poor consumer, that being the woman or the male, and having plastic surgery. I guess, if I'm correct, anyone with a medical license that's active in the state of California can do anything he or she wants. That sounds pretty darn scary. It's craziness. Mm-hmm. I even speak to, like, you know, attorneys that I operate on, and they didn't even know that was true. They think you have to be a board-certified plastic surgeon, having trained like you and I for, like, 15 years or more, to do these. And the answer is it's absolutely not true. So it's scary.
Really is. Do you want to let's go over, because it's so important to go over, what is the difference between, you know, our training and the training that these, I like to say, shysters. What is the difference? Can you, like, if you were, like, trying to educate a new patient who's coming in the door who maybe got operated on by an emergency room doctor and you're trying to redo her breasts.
Right, right.
How would you educate the listeners, if you don't mind, because a lot of them don't know the difference in training.
You know what? I'll certainly tell you, on our side of the fence, we've trained for at least 3 to 5, 7, sometimes even 7 years in general surgery, and a minimum of 3 years in general surgery or one of the surgical specialties, and then done a fellowship, either 2 to 3 years in plastic and reconstructive surgery, which is a very intense and grueling 3 years of learning every aspect of plastic surgery, both reconstructive and cosmetic, so that we can basically do anything from hand surgery, facial surgery, burns, in every aspect of cosmetic plastic surgery in a safe and effective manner. And then, of course, we do our board of certifications, first written and then oral boards, which are very serious boards.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to sit and for those amongst our peers who truly our peers, and so we are very scrutinized before we can say board certified plastic surgeons. Now, with the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery, I honestly don't know what the requirements are, other than I've heard that they take a few weekend courses somewhere in the South Bay area. I don't know. I know the details. I just know that they can be from any medical specialty: pediatrics, gynecologist, your ER doctor, your anesthesiologist, and then with obviously less invasive training, become able to do cosmetic surgery procedures.
My mind. They go away to weekend seminars. They learn the cadavers how to do it.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And then oftentimes it's the blind leading the blind. It's someone who's like an ear, nose, and throat doctor who's doing tummy tucks, showing an emergency room doctor, for example, how to do a tummy tuck. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's amazing that it's legal.
Yeah. And I think the reason why it's legal is because there's a lot of competition out there. I mean, there's a lot of cosmetic surgery occurring, but a lot of women and men, but more so women in my belief, I don't know about your practice, they love to bargain shop.
Yeah.
And they want to get the best price, and that's not necessarily the best quality of the person that you're going to actually be going to.
It's true, but you know what's interesting, at least in Beverly Hills, I the bargain shopping's not quite as much, and like you, we both have a lot of referrals, so they want your services because they know of our quality of work. But there's no question about it that these other specialties can reduce their prices greatly and even do ads on phone books and bus stops and back of buses, and it's crazy. And then they get, it seems like, a higher volume of patients that, just like you say, want to pay much less money, not really caring about the quality of the work. And what is more important than the quality of surgical work? When you're having plastic surgery, it's like I always say, it is not like a pair of a Prada purse, Gucci shoes, a beautiful Vera Wang dress. If it's not good, you want to return it fabulous. You can't return a mutilated body part.
Absolutely.
You cannot return it. If something is mutilated to the point, you made it be unfixable.
Exactly.
So, hello, this is your body.
You have one face, one body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What can you do?
Yeah, that's where we bring to the subject of reoperation, which is one of your specialties.
Right.
You specialize on body work.
You're absolutely correct. I've kind of had a real passion for body sculpting. Just like you, we've trained in every aspect of the face, the neck, the body. But I didn't have the love for facelifts and eyelids and brow lifts. I mean, they weren't fun. Breast augmentation, lipo, and tummies are really, for me, they're just, I really enjoy it. And I really enjoy revising breasts because they are a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't really fix them completely, and that's sad.
Yeah.
But it is.
I looked at your website. You've got some incredible results. I was especially impressed with the breast asymmetry cases that you have there.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. They're a lot of fun. When a woman comes in with a saggy D-sized breast on the right and an A on the left, and she's 18 years old, and the mother brings her in and says, oh, my God, hey, my daughter, I mean, look at the way she looks. Not even cosmetic as much as it's just reconstructive as well. I mean, the woman wants to feel normal and look the same. We're just trying to create a normalcy.
Right.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's fun.
Yeah. So what exactly, can we itemize all the surgeries that you do? Can we go ahead and go for those? And let's give out your website. That's drlinder.com. That's drlinder.com.
Right. The surgeries I do are body sculpting. And if you think about it, I mean, body sculpting, it's breast augmentation, breast lifts, breast reductions, tummy tucks, paniculectomies, as we call massive tummy tucks, and just body liposuction.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, it's really funny, but it seems like every woman, at least in this town, needs some form of body sculpting procedure sooner or later, especially after they've had kids. The supply and demand, there's not a problem. Because I always say, as long as women are having children, there's always a need for plastic surgeons.
There you go. Well, we're going to be coming back after the break to talk to Dr. Stuart Linder. He is from Beverly Hills. During the break, you should check out his website. That is drlinder.com, D-R-Linder, L-I-N-D-E-R.com. We'll be back after the break with Dr. Stuart Linder, world-renowned plastic surgeon from Beverly Hills. He is board certified, and he is real. After the break with Skin Deep.
Finally, a comprehensive directory of over 600 vitamins and supplements. And it's free just by calling the number I'm going to give you. If you're serious about your health, then you realize that it's almost impossible with today's hectic lifestyle to get all the nutrients your body needs on a daily basis. The American Medical Association has recommended that most people should be taking a multivitamin to maintain optimal health. And now, serious health consumers can turn to one source for premium quality vitamins and supplements, Life Extension. Life Extension offers over 600 pharmaceutical quality vitamins and supplements that are manufactured following strict good manufacturing practice guidelines, so you know that you're getting what's listed on the label. Call 866-486-7145 now for your free Life Extension product directory, and we'll include the article, The Top 10 Steps to Achieve Optimal Health. It's all free, so call right now. 866-486-7145. Ask for your free product directory. 866-486-7145.
Attention men and women suffering from hair loss. Now, with Avacor, a world leader in hair regrowth, you don't have to be bald, even if you have a family history of hair loss. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
The main reason for thinning hair and baldness is hereditary hair loss. Just because there is a family history of hair loss doesn't mean you have to suffer. Avacor is specially formulated to reverse hereditary hair loss and regrow new healthy hair. Our formula targets the hair follicle to effectively stop hair loss and stimulate new hair growth. Before you consider expensive transplant surgery, remember, Avacor is FDA approved to regrow new healthy hair for men and women.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-450-9816. That's 800-450-9816. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-450-9816. 800-450-9816.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6751. 800-430-6751. Call 24/7. 800-430-6751. 800-430-6751.
Radio Network is streaming this show and other great health talk shows online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at healthradionetwork.com. And now back to the show.
Good evening, America. This is Dr. Jeanette Martell, and this show is called Skin Deep. We are doing it live from Beverly Hills and South Pasadena, California. This show is heard nationally on Health Radio Network, and we're also heard in Boston, Las Vegas, Chicago, several parts throughout California and throughout the United States, and we even get emails as far away as Indonesia regarding breast implant surgery. We're here live with Dr. Stuart Linder from Beverly Hills. He is a real board-certified plastic surgeon. I'd like to go ahead and give out his website and his phone number out before we start talking to him again. His phone number for his office is 310-275-4513, and his website is drlinder.com. That's Dr. Linder, spelled L-I-N-D-E-R.com. In fact, Dr. Stuart Linder is one of the authors for Skin Deep magazine, of which I'm editor-in-chief. Hey, Dr. Linder.
Howdy.
So let's talk about, we were talking about how important it is for someone to choose a real board-certified plastic surgeon because you have one face and one body, and
right.
You specialize in body sculpting.
Yep. Exactly.
You do a lot of redos with respect to breast surgery. Is that correct?
Oh, my gosh. We do every day of the week. If I'm doing four or five surgeries a day, at least one, if not two,
ooh,
are revisions. Redos, mm-hmm, kind of bad work.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Well, obviously, because I know you're ethical, you're not going to mention the names of the doctors who
right.
initially did the surgery. I know that.
Never.
Yeah, definitely not, because, you know, it could be us. You know, God forbid, because, you
hopefully
know, we're basically human tailors, but, you know.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Right.
So.
And you know, there's a huge difference between simply technical error, where the doctor just had no idea what they were doing, and a natural progression. You know, after surgery, for example, a woman, you know, has had two children, had implants before, and developed scar tissue subsequently. You know, that's certainly, we're not looking at the doctor who did that previous work as maybe have done something wrong. I mean, it's a natural progression that, like, could occur.
Right.
So there's two different issues there.
Can you talk a little bit about that scar tissue?
Absolutely.
And what's it called and so forth?
Yeah. Gosh, I'll tell you. It's called capsular contracture, and
mm-hmm,
it really keeps us busy. Any time a foreign body, you can think about it in the world, is something like a splinter or a breast implant or a hip, something, or you know, some type of shunt, anything that is not our body, anything that's foreign, it forms a capsule around it. The body's defensive mechanism is to surround the foreign object, such as a breast implant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normal. The capsules mm-hmm form very soon after the breast augmentation surgery. Could be even 30 days out. You have a nice, shiny, white capsule, and that's from different things like collagen within the body itself,
mm-hmm,
and blood vessels and so forth. So that's normal. The thing that is not normal is when that collagen starts to contract, and there are different cells called myofibroblasts, and those start to constrict or to tighten with the capsule, and they cause either pain and or pain and misshapen or deformation of the breast.
Okay.
And so we have a classification as to how either the pain levels and or how misshapen the breast is. It's called a Baker capsular contracture scale, with a Baker 4 being the worst.
Now, what do these breasts look like when they get hardened?
They look very deformed, and they look scarred and hardened, and they look sometimes the implant edges will impinge, will actually infold or
mm-hmm
externally fold, and it will cause like a dimple right under the skin itself,
mm-hmm,
and that can be painful as well as looks very, very odd.
Hmm. So how many times would you say, like, you've had to redo surgery on people, you say you do a lot of them, et cetera, but
right,
what's the worst case scenario? I mean, how many times have you had to reoperate on someone because of the need for reoperation? Not at your hands, obviously you didn't do, let's say, the first surgery, but how many times? Two, three, four, what?
On the same patient?
Yes.
Thankfully, God help me, but in my hopefully young practice, going into my 10th year, next year will be 10 years. I can't believe 10 years already.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly, let's just say my own patients, I think I've had to do like two
mm-hmm
open capsulectomies on the same patient,
mm-hmm,
but never a third, which is either one of two things. Either hopefully she did great, or God forbid she said, oh my God, I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah.
Have somebody else fix this, because this guy doesn't know what he's doing.
That can happen to any of us.
Yeah, it can happen to any of us, but scar tissue definitely can recur. You know,
mm-hmm,
you have your breast done, you develop hardening, and they ask, hey, doc, can it happen again? The answer is, of course it can happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's just, unfortunately, a process of the surgery. And certainly there are some patients that have more of a predisposition for capsular contracture. It could be for patients who develop, you know, external keloiding, hypertrophic scarring. Could be more, who knows, Middle Eastern or even Asian. Korean and Asians, I'll tell you right on a sidetrack. I've seen a lot of capsular contracture in those type of patients.
Me too. It's a higher incidence, in my opinion.
Yes. It has to. I think if they develop keloids, they have to have a higher rate of developing scar tissue internally. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
Now, let's talk about other redo surgeries you do. Do redos for liposuction?
Yeah, we do. Thankfully, not too many. They can be really difficult to fix. I mean, the most common complication of liposuction or simply body sculpting procedures is contour deformities, irregularities. It's where the skin starts to dimple, or you develop kind of waviness, or even worse yet, you know, like deformities in the tissue. And I think everybody's heard of a very famous celebrity, but I'm not going to mention her name, or whatever, that was just her abdomen was pretty, I guess she's had a lot of problems of irregularities.
I actually met her in person at a celebrity fashion show.
Oh, good. So I'll let you mention the name.
Belly, though.
I'll let you mention the name. But in any case.
No, I won't.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to open up my checkbook.
Yeah, I mean, me neither. But so, you know, I don't know. I mean, thankfully, in all my years of practice, I probably would say my own revision rate of my lipos is probably about 15%.
Mm-hmm.
And it's reasonable because I tell the patients before they have their surgery, their liposculpting, there's like a 10-15% chance you may have to have a little tiny revision because you know what? We'd rather leave a little bit too much than suction, or leave a little bit left than suction too much, because once you've suctioned too much, it can be a disastrous outcome.
Definitely.
It can be impossible to fix. It can be impossible to fix horrendous deformities, and sometimes we can't.
Yeah, exactly.
So, conservatism is important.
Mm-hmm.
And staying deep, it's what we call the deep localized fat deposit area. Staying in the deep fat and not getting too close to the skin with the cannula is the key to preventing the undulations and the dents and things like that.
Question, have you ever seen someone who's had, like, skin loss because of maybe liposuction being performed too superficially by someone else?
Yeah, I've seen it twice in 10 years where they've actually required skin grafting. And thankfully, I did not do either of the operations. And
right.
I usually just, I not much for me to do there.
Right.
Because, you know, again, if the doctor's lipo is too close to the skin and it doesn't leave any blood supply to the subdermis underneath the skin will die.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you have to know your planes. This is not just sticking a cannula and just going, you know, yanking in and out. This is, liposuction is a very serious surgery where you really need to know the anatomy of the body. You need to know the different planes. And I don't know how you can learn that in a couple weekend course. I mean,
you can't.
You and I took like years and years of general surgery knowing the abdominal wall, and then plastic surgery knowing the abdominal wall, and now you and I know exactly what we're doing, and it's very simple. But I couldn't have learned it in a 3-weekend course or even a 2-month course.
Or on a cadaver, hello.
It's just
an embalmed cadaver.
No, it's mind boggling. I don't know. I feel like sometimes like we're in a different planet or something. Something doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and that's the reason why we called it that article that I wrote called Lunchtime Lipo, because people think that it's as simple as Lunchtime Lipo. It's not.
Yeah. No, not at all. Yeah, and in my practice, everybody that has lipo, just about everything, unless it's a tiny, tiny revision, but all like primary lipos are done under general anesthesia.
Yeah.
Because it's safe. Patient's totally asleep, and I don't have to worry about them moving.
And you have an MD, board-certified anesthesiologist, being asleep.
That is correct.
At an approved certified surgery center at your facility in Beverly Hills.
That is correct. It's always, our center is Medicare and state licensed, and the anesthesiologists are board certified with the American Board of Anesthesia. They're MDs. There are no substitutes.
We're going to be coming back after the break talking to Dr. Linder. Let me give a toll-free number for people listening, 866-473-8255. Again, that's 866-473-TALK. T-A-L-K, what we're doing right now. We'll be back after live with Skin Deep.
Health Radio Network.
If you're a man or woman concerned about your hair loss, listen up. Follicare, a leading hair growth product, just got even better. Our 94.5% satisfaction rate just wasn't good enough, so we went back to work and created an even better product.
I have have tried other products and had no success. I can honestly say that Follicare is head and shoulders above the rest. It's great. If you're balding, I'd recommend this to anybody.
Follicare works so well because it's a unique, patented, four-in-one product that addresses all the major causes of hair loss, not just one or two. Follicare provides over 50 botanical ingredients and nutrients, plus the only topical solution approved by the FDA to grow hair.
I feel like I'm 18 again with all this hair on my head. I feel good about myself. I'm a much more confident person.
Look better and regain your confidence with Follicare, a proven product with more key ingredients than competitors, yet it costs about half as much. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed.
Call 800-309-3683. That's 800-309-3683. Again, 800-309-3683.
Hey, Ranger, why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Quicken Loans gave us the best interest rate that we could have gotten.
Art and Irene talk about getting a mortgage for under 4% from Quicken Loans.
Quicken Loans made the process fast and easy, and we can't thank them enough for that.
Thank you, Quicken Loans.
How much could you cut your payment with a mortgage under 4%? Find out now by calling for a free, quick review. Exclusively from Quicken Loans. It only takes 5 minutes to see how much you could save with a new mortgage. Call now, 800-920-7488 for your free quick review and see why 9 out of 10 Quicken Loans clients recommend us to friends and family.
The people are wonderful.
They're awesome.
And
people
we would recommend Quicken Loans to anybody.
And we do. We recommend Quicken Loans to our families and our friends, and several of them have called us back and thanked us.
Call 800-920-7488 for rates under 4% from Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-920-7488.
Drugs destroyed holidays for my family.
It's like getting caught in a tornado. It spins you until there's nothing left.
The only thing that's on your mind is getting high.
It was the worst Christmas that I'd ever spent.
I wanted to have my family back, and that's when my mother found Narcanon.
If you or someone you love has a drug or alcohol problem, call Narcanon today at 1-800-468-6933 or visit us at www.
Program provides general information relating to health. Listeners should not individually rely on the information given here because we're all a little bit different from one another. This program is definitely not a substitute for a consultation with a qualified medical doctor. We encourage you to make an appointment with your own doctor in order to resolve any of your health concerns. Now, back to the show.
Good evening, America. This is Dr. Jeanette Martell, and the show is called Skin Deep. We are doing it live from Beverly Hills and South Pasadena, California. We're interviewing and talking to Dr. Stuart Linder, who is a renowned, world-renowned, board-certified real plastic surgeon from Beverly Hills. Hey, Dr. Linder.
Hello.
Now, if you'd like to call in and ask a question or make a comment, you can feel free to do so. The toll-free number is 866-473-8255. Don't be afraid that the fact that we're talking and enjoying ourselves, you can join the conversation if you want as well. Hey, Dr. Linder, will you tell me all the television shows you've been on? Because your website is beautiful at drlinder.com.
Well, that's really kind of you. Thank you. Well, you know, we like doing documentaries, and that's, to me, really, really the reason to go on television for media, media exposure.
Mm-hmm.
We turn down shows all the time. Like I was just telling you a few minutes ago about a show I just turned down, and it's a huge show. It's international, but it's just very distasteful. You know, media should be used to educate the consumer.
Right.
Period. End of story. So if you look at the type of shows that we've done, I've been involved with, I like to do documentaries. I know you do the same. We like love Discovery Health Channel. Discovery Channel is fabulous because they like to show procedures, patients before surgery, in the operating room and after, in realistic form.
Right.
Not in some fallacy, you know, not in a beauty pageant form, and not in a form where it's distasteful.
Right.
I absolutely will not, you know, I do not show off, you know, my personal life. I'm married with two beautiful children, a wonderful wife. I'm not going to bring them into the camera into my house and into my personal life, because that's not really what people should be seeing. They should be learning about plastic surgery. So we do Discovery, the Learning Channel, we do CBS, and all the rest. Yeah, I mean, there's too many to even comment, but they're a lot of fun, as long as it's done in an ethical, conscientious fashion to educate the public. Then it's a service, and that's the way that's the way we do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we talked about your training and education a little bit. We talked about that you specialize in body sculpting. We talked about the fact that you do a lot of redo surgery.
Correct. That's right.
Now, one of the articles you wrote for Skin Deep magazine, of which you're one of the chosen authors because you are a real board-certified plastic surgeon who knows what the heck they're talking about. That's the reason why you're one of the chosen authors. One of them you wrote about was called Reoperation on Breast Surgery.
That's correct.
You had some incredible pictures. They're actually on in the magazine, a little edited because we have children who pick it up possibly at Walgreens and Walmart. But the actual pictures can be seen both at your website as well as at skindeepworld.com.
Exactly.
Now, I bet you have a lot of testimonials on your website there. A lot of people really appreciate all what you've done for them.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that you appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it's just fun. You know, this is a fun industry. You know, as long as you pick your patients appropriately and you do the correct surgery on the patient, and they listen to your post-operative instructions, your chances are very high of getting a really good result with happy patients, and they write you a few, once in a while, write you a nice thing, and you throw it up on the Internet because it's nice. Yeah, it's cool. It's fun to have those.
Excellent. Now, let's talk about the most recent article that you wrote for Skin Deep magazine on paniculectomy. Yep. Can you educate the public and the listeners about what the difference is between a paniculectomy and an abdominoplasty or a tummy tuck?
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. Your last magazine was fantastic, and I appreciate that opportunity. No, seriously, thank you for the opportunity to write for this wonderful magazine. The paniculectomy, it sounds really weird. Well, panis just means an overhang of skin. So paniculectomy, ectomy, you're removing a large panis. It's an enormous tummy tuck, basically. And sometimes it's not accompanied by tightening the muscle internally at the same time. That's just, you know, gray zone. But certainly a paniculectomy is almost considered a very functional surgery. It's where a patient has, for example, gastric bypass surgery or bariatric surgery, has had surgery to lose massive amounts of weight and now lost all that weight and has a massive amount of overhanging skin with functional problems such as rashes and back pain in the lower lumbar region, and thereby needs to have that entire amount of skin and fat removed from the lower tummy. So it's a paniculectomy is a huge tummy tuck.
Now let me ask you, are there any of the surgeries that you do, doctor, where there's a chance that insurance may partially cover, completely cover? What are your thoughts?
God, it's, you know what, and I'll tell you, it's pretty hard to get coverage for most things. You know, cosmetic is cosmetic. You don't get coverage for cosmetic. But functional surgeries are breast reductions, where a woman is so large that she just, my God, is grooving in her shoulders, rashes under the breast, massive back pain, and sometimes even ulcerations of the breast because there's poor blood supply. For example, a woman who's a 38 triple E double F. I mean, they need to have surgery because they can't live like that.
Exactly.
And, yeah, insurance is, sometimes will cover them, though. I've been denied on some of them where I've taken 1,000 grams per breast, and they say it was cosmetic. We've appealed it 3 times and still never got paid.
Now,
so,
what insurance company was that? Cause
I can't tell. I mean, I'm not going to disclose that on the air, but I'll tell you about it later. But it's just insulting. I mean, and the patients
that
have written letters.
For 1,000?
1,000 per breast.
What did they say the reason was for the rejection?
Cosmetic. Oh, they said their BMI index states that you need to take 10,000. I mean, it's so preposterous that you get to a point where you just throw your hands up in the air. And I had sent 3 different appeal letters. So
They say that also that the person has to lose weight? Because some of them say that.
On that letter, it didn't say it. And the lady actually wasn't that huge. She just had massive, enormous breasts. She was an African-American woman with, like, triple G, double Bs. Huge. Huge. I mean, God darn it, I always take intraoperative photos. I take photos in the operating room, both of the pedicle, you know, the tissue that you're bringing up, and all the tissue I remove. I show it really graphically. So you think that'll help you hopefully get it approved. That didn't even work. So I'm thinking, and, you know, who could be reviewing this? It's certainly not a plastic surgeon, because they would certainly would have approved it. But Other surgeries that once in a blue moon get approved are massive paniculectomy, but those are almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know if you can show, for example, fungal infections and that they've had dermatologists prescribing them different types of medications for that, creams and things, sometimes you can get those approved. It's almost rare.
Right. I mean, I haven't had a tummy tuck approved yet. Or even
One paniculectomy.
Really?
In 10 years. Yeah, because she was a gastric bypass, and the insurance company had documentation from her dermatologist stating that she had horrendous rashes of fungal infections recurrent, and that by removing the skin, it was the only way that they would you could ever get this problem resolved.
Hmm. Hey, let's talk about something you probably go over quite a bit with your patients when they come to your office. How
yep.
you know the difference, or what the difference is with respect to the need for liposuction of a belly versus a tummy tuck?
Yeah, that's so important because it is so important that you be able to differentiate, and it all has to do with the amount of skin you have. If you have a lot of loose skin or a significant amount of loose skin, you're probably going to need a tummy tuck, and just lipoing it's probably going to make it worse.
Let's go over that a little bit more after the break, and also we'll go over whether or not you need a breast lift versus a breast aug, or a combination of the two after the break.
Yep.
We're talking to Dr. Stuart Linder. He is from Beverly Hills, California. He is a new author of a book that we'll be talking about after the break as well. Toll-free number for the show is 866-473-TALK. We're with Dr. Stuart Linder from Beverly Hills. His website is drlinder.com. That's LINDER.com. We'll be back after the break with Skin Deep Live.
Hello, I'm Mary Lou Retton. I want to tell you about an organization I joined, the National Association for the Self-Employed. NASE members now have the power to run their small business like a big business, with over 100 business and personal benefits that can save you time and money, such as travel and entertainment discounts, including access to quality, competitively priced health insurance. With the NASE, you can gain access to quality health insurance that allows you to choose a plan to meet you and your family's needs.
If you're self-employed and you need health insurance, call right now. 800-355-3478. 800-355-3478. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required, so call right now and see if you qualify. 800-355-3478. 800-355-3478. 800-355-3478.
If you'd like an electrically adjustable bed, but don't think you can afford one, you haven't priced Craftmatic adjustable beds recently. Craftmatic Model 2 beds adjust to 1,001 comfortable positions, offer optional heat and relaxing built-in massage, and may temporarily relieve the pain of many health problems. Yet they cost hundreds less than many quality flat beds. And Craftmatic Model 3 adjustable beds are available at just 50% of the Model 2's low cost. 50%! Call toll-free to get a free Craftmatic adjustable bed catalog by mail. You'll receive full details on Model 3s at 50% of a Model 2's low cost. Pick up your phone and call now for our free catalog. There's absolutely no obligation.
Call toll-free 1-800-506-4141. That's 1-800-506-4141. That number again, 1-800-506-4141.
This is Jamie Lee Curtis. Parents, there's a new substance on the street so potent, teens are choosing it over cigarettes, pot, and alcohol. The kids are calling it lasagna or lasagna. We're not sure. But we are sure that children who eat dinner with their families are less likely to smoke, drink, or use drugs. So have dinner together every day, including Family Day, September 27th. A message from CASA, the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University.
We're giving away free magazines and books on our Health Radio Network website. Just log on and enter to win a free subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Or you could win Life Extension's big 1,600-page book, Disease Prevention and Treatment, a $49 value. Enter to win now at healthradionetwork.com. That's www.healthradionetwork.com.
Oh,
Radio Network is streaming this show and other great health talk shows online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at healthradionetwork.com. And now, back to the show.
Good evening, America. This is Dr. Jeanette Martello. We are here interviewing Dr. Stuart Linder, a real board-certified plastic surgeon who is world-renowned and has been on several television shows throughout the United States. Dr. Stuart Linder from Beverly Hills. Hey, Stuart.
Hello.
So this is our second-to-last segment, so I want to make sure that we cover everything that you want to talk about, Stuart. So let's talk about, what are your thoughts?
Well, we were just leaving off talking just real quickly about when to perform liposuction of the lower abdomen versus a tummy tuck.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's just talk briefly about that. And,
sure.
You know, it is actually somewhat common sense, though it's not always obvious. The skin laxity has to be the main issue. What does that mean? That means the looseness of the skin,
mm-hmm.
of the abdominal area. If you have a lot of loose skin, let's say you've had a couple kids and your skin is loose and you have the old stretch marks, the chances that liposuction alone is going to take care of that lower abdominal area is it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. Chances are like slim to zero.
Right.
So let's get real. Any board-certified plastic surgeon in the United States of America, and there are great surgeons throughout this entire country, fabulous plastic surgeons, they know the difference. And if you have a lot of loose skin, you better end up considering a tummy tuck. Another important issue has to do with future pregnancy. If a young woman is considering having more children, there is a chance that they may want to consider not undergoing the tummy tuck until they are finished having children, so that we can really tighten the muscles and remove the skin one final time. Though we have had patients who are very young who have had, we've done tummy tucks, but not tightened the muscle.
Exactly.
It would help them with their future pregnancies, and that's fine, especially young women who have had massive weight loss that aren't going to wait.
Right.
They need to get the skin removed, and they're not going to wait till they're done having kids. And that's still very, very helpful. If a woman has good skin tone, the key word is tonicity. If the skin tone is good, really excellent, have a lower abdominal, lower abdomen, liposuction works great. And
mm-hmm.
usually with 6 to 8 weeks of compressive garments, worn after the surgery, it tightens beautifully and they heal really well.
Now, a lot of ladies are worried about the scar. Can you kind of go over that, where you hide it and so forth?
Yeah. Well, scars on tummy tucks are real, and it's not a joke. These are real, real scars. And that's a good segue to my book later, but I talk about the truth about plastic surgery in my book, meaning that scarring, and that's a real thing. And no plastic surgeon, no matter how great they are, can guarantee you the final outcome of a scar.
Right.
And here's a really interesting thing. A woman comes in and says, well, look at my C-section. It's fabulous. You can't even see it. And I tell them, that is not an indicator that your scar is going to be perfect. Hopefully it will be, but it doesn't mean that it will. And the reason has to do with the amount of tension put on that C-section scar is minimal. I usually say you can use, you can almost stick the wound together, the gynecologist, and make a scar look good, because there's no tension.
Right.
Everything is loose. When you and I are doing those tummy tucks, there's so much tension there. There's a lot of, there's a reasonable amount of tension that the scars can spread, they can keloid, they can hypertrophy, and you can have all those other problems, even though the C-section scar previously looked real good.
Right.
So the woman has to have realistic expectations and has to be accepting of the scars if they're going to be happy afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
now, let's
big.
Talk about another thing we were broaching is the difference between when you decide whether or not to do breast implants, a breast lift, or a combination of the two, please.
You got it. Okay. You know, a woman that's a good candidate for a breast augmentation is a young lady or a woman of any age. You know, I have a 52-year-old came in a couple days ago and says, I'm too old for a breast aug, aren't I? I'm like, what are you talking about? Are you healthy? I'm very healthy. And I examined her breasts, and she has good skin tone, and the nipples are above the fold. And we did her implants, and she looks spectacular. So breast augmentation is a fabulous surgery. It should be used to make women more proportionate.
Mm-hmm.
A woman that's a 32AA, a woman that's a 32b, that has the nipples positioned well above the fold, doesn't have a lot of loose skin, will do very well with breast augmentation. We always, almost 99% of the time, go behind the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get muscle coverage. And my favorite approach is going underneath the areola, called the periareolar approach, because it is safe and predictable, and I can get that implant in less than 35 minutes for the entire surgery in the absolute perfect position without losing significant amount of blood and without having injuries to the nerves or any other structures.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, what about repeat customers? I mean, let's say that they have initially breast augmentation or implants with you, and then they go and have babies, and what happens to their breasts? A lot of women wonder, should they wait till after childbearing to have breast implants?
I know, it's a great question. And you know what? We really don't have that answer. There's no foolproof, 100% this is the way to go. You know what? There's two things, and there's two issues with respect to pregnancy and breastfeeding. One, there is no guarantee that we can give a woman that she'll be able to breastfeed with breast implants. I mean, there's like a 5 to 10% of women that cannot lactate or have an inability to breastfeed with the implant. It could be either one, we've cut the ducts, which we don't do, hopefully, or two, the compression of the implant. Compression of the implant on the ducts can cause inadequate milk production or lactation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If a woman's not going to have kids for several years in the future, I tell them go ahead and have the surgery, and then once you have, you're going through the pregnancy stage, you need to wear very good supportive brassieres.
That helps a lot. That's right. We're talking to Dr. Stuart Linder. He's a real board-certified plastic surgeon from Beverly Hills. His phone number is 310-275-4513. His website is drlinder.com. That's drlinder, L-I-N-D-E-R.com. We'll be back for our final segment after the break with Skin Deep.
Okay, admit it. You've thought about parking in a place designed for someone with a disability. But you thought twice about taking a place reserved for a person who's disabled. A paralyzed veteran, for instance. Someone who needs to be near the entrance. Who could be injured by traffic if they parked elsewhere. And so you decided not to park in that disabled spot. And for that, we thank you.
A public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Need cash? Think your credit score is too low to refinance your home loan? Talk to DITEC.com.
Well, I went online. I was looking for a refinancing loan. I needed to consolidate my credit card bills. As our payments are going higher and higher, we're finding ourselves that we had a more and more difficult time to pay. We reached out to DITEC, and they saved us about $250 a month. Without DITEC, I would have been in bankruptcy.
The reason I chose DITEC was that they would work with us no matter what our credit score was.
Refinance with DITEC.com and get the cash you need, even if your credit is less than perfect. Call 1-800-853-0507. That's 1-800-853-0507. DITEC.com. Call 1-800-853-0507.
DITEC, 3200 Park Center Drive, Costa Mesa, California, 92626. Subject to underwriting approval. For terms, disclosures, and flat fee details, call 1-800-853-0507. Equal housing opportunity.
Dad, let's sing that bedtime song.
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball. While gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Quicken Loans gave us the best interest rate that we could have gotten.
Art and Irene talk about getting a mortgage for under 4% from Quicken Loans.
Quicken Loans made the process fast and easy, and we can't thank them enough for that.
Thank you, Quicken Loans.
How much could you cut your payment with a mortgage under 4%? Find out now by calling for a free, quick review. Exclusively from Quicken Loans. It only takes 5 minutes to see how much you could save with a new mortgage. Call now, 800-920-7488 for your free quick review and see why 9 out of 10 Quicken Loans clients recommend us to friends and family.
The people are wonderful.
They're awesome.
And we would recommend Quicken Loans to anybody.
And we do. We recommend Quicken Loans to our families and our friends, and several of them have called us back and thanked us.
Call 800-920-7488 for rates under 4% from Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states.
Radio Network is streaming this show and other great health talk shows online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at healthradionetwork.com. And now, back to the show.
Good evening, America. This is Dr. Jeanette Martello, and the show is called Skin Deep. We're doing it live from Beverly Hills in South Pasadena, California. We've been talking to Dr. Stuart Linder. He is a real board-certified plastic surgeon from Beverly Hills. Stuart, how are you?
Hi, Jeanette. Good. Thank you.
Very good. Since this is a short segment, I'd love to have you take this opportunity to talk about your book, if you don't mind.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate
it. Sure.
Well, the book is going to be quite educational, and it's going to be coming out in December. And
the name of it, please?
The Beverly Hills Body.
Excellent.
The truth about plastic surgery. So it's going to be fabulous. The Beverly Hills Body, truth about plastic surgery. What we're doing is I'm discussing, most importantly, as you and I have discussed this evening, how to find a board-certified plastic surgeon anywhere in the United States and what qualifications you must look for when considering plastic surgery, period. The second component of the book deals with the specific procedures of the body, and checklists are included in all the different chapters to help the patient go through the process of finding a plastic surgeon who both they're comfortable with as well as that they feel is qualified to do their surgery. We also talk about the risks and complications of each operation and when you should consider not doing the surgery, because that's as equally as important as doing the operation. The wrong procedure on the wrong patient, you end up with disastrous, horrible results.
Exactly. Do you have before and after pictures in that book, too?
We sure do. Yeah, we do.
Excellent.
We have pictures throughout the book. And it's a very fun book to read. We don't make it too medical. We want to keep it so that women will enjoy reading it as well and not make it too technical. But it's
now,
very,
where can they get it on December 10th?
Well, it's going to be on Amazon.com, and then we should have it in all the different bookstores throughout the country. The publisher will be working on all of that.
Excellent.
And you know, it'll also be on DrLinder.com. The pop-up, I'm sure, will be there as well.
Great.
I hope it really helps women throughout the country and educates them when they're finding board-certified plastic surgeons and doing surgery in the future.
Excellent. We've been talking to Dr. Stuart Linder this hour. He is from Beverly Hills. He is a world-renowned board-certified real plastic surgeon. His phone number, he does special work in body sculpting, which includes everything from breast to liposuction and tummy tucks. His phone number is 310-275-4513. He does have patients who come in from all over the United States to have surgery with him. His website is drlinder.com. That's drlinder.com. Don't forget to look out for the Beverly Hills Body. It will be available at amazon.com on December 10th and also at drlinder.com as well. Thank you so much, Dr. Linder. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really have enjoyed it and appreciate it.
Thank you so much now. We'll see you again next week. This is Skin Deep. Bye-bye.